Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about the Moss Free Clinic this morning. It is coming up on an anniversary, 25 years old this year, and here this morning to talk about it is Karen Delaney and Stacy Horn with the Moss Free Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Been a long time, Karen, since you've been here, both you and Stacy. So it's good to have you back, and we need to do more of this just because a lot of good things are going on at the Moss Free Clinic.
That's absolutely true. We're glad to be back.
The clinic itself, for people that aren't aware of what the Moss Free Clinic provides and who you provide it for, talk a little bit about that.
So we're a nonprofit organization, and we provide medical, dental, and pharmacy care to low-income, uninsured, and underserved people who live within the Fredericksburg area. That includes the city and the four surrounding counties. And we serve individuals who have household incomes less than 200% of poverty and struggle to find health care services because of their income.
Boy, I know over the years, the Moss Free Clinic is... It's been a lifesaver for families and individuals.
It has. We have served in our 25 years something like 12,000 individuals during that time. And we have grown, as you know, from a tiny little nonprofit organization that was only open two evenings a week with 100% volunteer staff to what we are today, which is a full-service operation. We're open Monday through Friday. We have a paid staff of 32 people, and about 600 volunteers help us out throughout the year.
I saw on your website a picture of all of you, or close to all of you, standing in front of the clinic, and I was really surprised at the number of people. It was impressive.
Yeah, well, we've really needed to grow to meet the demand for services over the years. We've expanded programs, added services, and it's all to help individuals who need access to healthcare.
When it was the founding of it in 1993, how'd that all come about? Was it a number of people just got together and said we need to do something for the community?
There was at that time something initiated by the state government that all the local health districts needed to determine what the health needs of their region were. And as was the case amongst many localities in Virginia and in the country at the time, the access to health care for low-income people was one of the primary needs. And so a committee was formed to address that need and come up with solutions, and the free clinic is what was developed out of that.
And you've been with it almost from the very beginning.
Just about 23 years. I've been there for 23, it'll be 24 years in January.
So wow.
Almost the start.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you find the Moss Free Clinic and settle on this to be your life calling?
Well, when I started, as I mentioned, the clinic was a very small organization, and about a year after the clinic opened, there was an advertisement for a part-time volunteer coordinator. And so I applied for that position. That was the second paid position at the time. There was a previous executive director. And so I applied for that position and became the part-time volunteer coordinator. And then about 14 months later, the first executive director left the organization, and at the time that left me as the only other staff member.
Yeah.
And the board asked me to fill in, and I guess the rest is history.
I guess it'll work out.
Yeah.
I think.
They must have been okay with that.
I think your probationary period can now end. You can be in charge there. Stacy Horn, also here. Stacy's on the board. You've been on the board for a while, haven't you?
I have. I was trying to remember exactly when I joined the board. It's been probably about 6 or 7 years now, and I've been president. This is my third year as president.
I was going to say, because I think the last time you were here, you were also president of
Correct.
The board, and this obviously is something you strongly believe in, and I mean, you come up at this as a business person in the area.
Right. And when I got the call asking if I wanted to serve on the board, I mean, I was honored. I hadn't served on a board before. I didn't really know what I could bring to it. I mean, I'm an insurance agent, and I really don't know anything about the medical field. And I didn't know that there was a whole lot that I could bring to it. And what we found is that having people outside of the medical community can bring a whole different perspective. And I think I've done okay.
I think you can stay too.
For sure.
I think it's going to work out. Well, and I'm sure you've learned a lot and seen a lot of things that had you not been involved. This is a good example of getting involved in things maybe that you don't know, but you, like you say, that you know somebody from the outside. And I'm sure for you, you've probably learned a lot about this community more so than you ever would have if you hadn't been involved with the Moss Free Clinic.
Absolutely. And what I've learned is I've got a whole new respect for, number one, the people we serve, and number two, the volunteers that we have, because it's amazing what all has to go on to make sure that these people get quality health care. And I've learned that there's a resilience within the community, both from the volunteer perspective and from the people we serve.
And before, as we go along this, we are going to talk about ways and the types of volunteers you need and how people can get involved with it. But one of the things, and for both of you, but Karen, so often a lot of us just think, you know, this community's doing pretty well, and you know, we don't have some of the, you know, the big city problems. But then you start, you know, people like you and others come in who deal with various aspects of this area, and there are a lot of needs around here.
Well, sure. You know, Fredericksburg does have poverty, just like every locality in and across the country. And so that's the reason we exist, is to serve those individuals. And there are quite a number of people who not only live in poverty, but also don't have health insurance and cannot afford to get medical care.
We're talking with Karen Delaney and Stacey Horn this morning. The Moss Free Clinic, our focus. If you want to know more about the Moss Free Clinic, the website is mossfreeclinic.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Karen Delaney and Stacey Horn here this morning. We are talking about the Moss Free Clinic, celebrating 25 years this year, 1993 to 2018. Boy, Karen, to think about, I feel old because I remember when it was formed. I remember going over on Hunter Street and seeing the setup of everything. And I just remember it was just a revolutionary concept around here to have something like this.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we started out as the place to go if you needed to get some help with your medical care. And then, you know, we added dental when we were still over on Hunter Street. And then since we've moved to Sam Perry, we have added mental health services. So, yeah, we've definitely grown.
The fact you're over there right next to the hospital, can't miss it. And I think there's even though you've been around, there's still, I think, are a lot of people who don't know what you do or wonder what that building is or who, you know, Lloyd Moss was.
Yeah, well, it is surprising to me always when I meet somebody who doesn't know about the free clinic. So that's why it's important to be on your show, Ted, so we can help people.
I know, we need to do this much. Why we need to do this more.
But the clinic was named for Dr. Lloyd F. Moss Sr., mm-hmm. and he was a internal medicine physician who worked at Pratt Medical Center, actually, for many years, and was a longtime local physician, well-respected, was a member of that committee I mentioned, and the committee named the clinic in his honor because of all the work that he had done to bring it to fruition.
I remember talking to him once about it. I mean, he really was proud of it. What a great thing to have be remembered for and be named, you know, have your name on.
Well, yeah, for sure. And he was a such a humble man. Mm-hmm. Never really wanted to take credit for all the work that he did. And I really have fond memories of working with him in those early days.
Isn't his son is in this area too, isn't he?
His
doctor?
Son is a dentist, Lloyd
a dentist,
Moss
that's right.
Jr. And his grandson, Lloyd Moss III, is also a dentist, and both of them volunteer at the clinic in our dental clinic.
The facility you have wasn't a lot of that was thanks to Carl D. Silver, wasn't it?
It was. He was one of the primary benefactors of our capital campaign, which raised the funds to build the building. And that was coordinated by Mary Washington Hospital Foundation.
Boy, to be over there by the hospital and just on that campus, it's a great spot to be.
Yeah, it makes it very convenient for the patients, for those who we need to refer for hospital services, which are very generously donated. In addition to Mary Washington Hospital, we also partner with Stafford Hospital and Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. And so our patients can get services from those three hospital institutions for needed care when they need things that we can't provide.
In a few minutes, we'll jump into just some of the care that you do provide and in what happens on a day-to-day basis here. Stacy, I guess in your case, you're not only a cheerleader for what goes on at the Moss Free Clinic, but also just a point of information, because there still are so many people that, you know, don't know about what's provided there.
And I kind of made it my mission. And I still think that there are a lot of people that don't know who we are. But my biggest goal when I got onto the board and then when I became president was to get our name out there more and a little bit more awareness about who we are and what we do, because I don't think people think about the uninsured very much. And I want to make sure that, number one, people who need the services know that the services are available. And number two, the people that are out there that don't understand what we provide and at what level we provide healthcare, that they understand that as well. So if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer, or just spread the word even more about what it is we do and who we do our work for.
Well, let's talk about that. Karen, we'll start off. I mean, you know, what are some of the things that you do there and you know, who are you helping?
So for the medical portion of our services, we provide primary care and some specialty care as well. So individuals who need assistance with their complex chronic illnesses, we can help them there. We have volunteers who come in who are podiatrists, cardiologists, orthopedists, and then all as well, we can refer out to many local private practice physicians and providers who are willing to see patients in their own offices for us at no charge to the patient or the clinic. In addition to that, there are dental services where we provide some preventive and acute dental care, and we've got an on-site licensed pharmacy. We dispense medications from that pharmacy to our patients, and we provide some mental health services.
To be eligible to use the Moss Free Clinic, what are some of the eligibility requirements?
So an individual needs to have no health insurance, live in either the city or one of the four surrounding counties, and have a household income less than 200% of federal poverty guidelines.
Okay. So how does a day-to-day work if I meet all of those requirements?
So the first thing someone would do would be to make an appointment for what we call an eligibility screening.
Okay.
They'll meet with one of our staff or volunteers. We'll collect some documentation like proof of income, pay stubs, maybe mm-hmm. W-2 form, their tax return, things like that. And then once that information is collected, they get an appointment to see a physician or other volunteer provider, and we start them on their journey of healthcare.
The hours and how many days are you open?
We're open Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And we start the day at 8:30 in the morning. We have late evening hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we're open usually until 9 or so on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we're open until 5.
So you go in and you have your appointment, and then I guess if you have to be referred, or like you say, if you get sent somewhere else, that it all goes from there.
Right. So depending on what the health issue is, of course, you know, we may need to order some lab or x-ray, we may need to prescribe some medication, we may need to refer out of the building for specialty care, or within our own facility for dental, mental health, or one of the on-site primary or on-site specialty care services that we offer.
So, and you mentioned, as we talk about volunteers, you have both. What kind of volunteers do you have? Because you mentioned that you have physicians that volunteer.
Right. So all of our physicians are volunteers. We don't employ any physicians. All of our dentists are volunteers as well. And then we also have volunteer nurses, pharmacists, medical assistants, dental assistants, pharmacy technicians, and folks who don't have any necessarily medical degrees or credentials, folks who help with eligibility screening, mm-hmm. at the front desk, calling patients to remind them of their appointments, those sorts of things.
So really anybody can.
Pretty much.
If you want to get involved in this, mm-hmm. and if you're looking for something mm-hmm. to get involved in,
Come on over.
Yeah, just check out MossFreeClinic.org is the website for all this. Karen Delaney here and Stacy Horn here with the Moss Free Clinics. I guess over the years, the numbers just, unfortunately, I guess, keep rising.
In terms of patients, yes. We've seen a steady increase in the number of patients that seek our services and we're able to serve. And those, that's one of the reasons why we do our best to try to meet those needs.
Well, and if you weren't there meeting needs, boy, you just think of what would people do?
Well, often people who don't have access to healthcare, they wait until they're so sick that their only alternative is to go to the emergency room.
You're right.
When they have, had they been able to go sooner, they could have prevented some of that.
And I guess, and again, that's why getting the word out that you're there, because a lot of people who don't know about you, that's I guess what they would do. They just wait and then go to the emergency room.
That's right.
Mm. Well, just the fact, just healthcare with the complexity that is, and if you don't have insurance, just the desperation you have to feel. I mean, I'm sure that you're dealing not only with adults, but a lot of kids too.
Well, we don't serve children so much because, for the most part, children in Virginia in this financial bracket would qualify for either FAMIS or Medicaid.
Okay.
And so our primary patient population are the adults.
So you're open during the day, or is this also you also have hours at night?
We do have evening hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays, you said mm-hmm. that, yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays over there. And I guess if someone wonders about eligibility and in all of that, just come in and talk to somebody.
Yeah, sure. Well, I would recommend calling for an appointment. The number is 540-741-1061, and you can talk to an eligibility screener, get some preliminary information about what we might need you to bring, and then get started and meet with the eligibility staff and get an appointment to see a provider.
It always amazes me that a lot of the doctors who come in sometimes in here to talk about their specialty will, in passing, say, on such and such a day I'm over at the Moss Free Clinic. And I hear that a lot.
Yep.
And just from that, figured that there had to be a lot of local doctors that have gotten involved with this.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the number and of providers that support the clinic and give of their time and talent to serve people in need, and we're happy to have them.
Karen Delaney here, Stacey Horn here from the Moss Free Clinic. When we come back, we'll talk more about what the clinic does. Also get into how we can all, as the community, get involved in help the Moss Free Clinic. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Moss Free Clinic, our focus. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Moss Free Clinic this morning. It's 25 years old, and we welcome to the program Karen Delaney and Stacey Horn to talk about it. MossFreeClinic.org, the website, or to call 540-741-1061. I am sure, Karen, that when people come in, and probably Stacey, it was like with you, when you do come in to volunteer or to walk around and see things, it's a lot different than in your mind. You think, well, this, you know, they probably have a table and a stethoscope and a few things. It's an impressive, all the equipment and just the facility.
It's really state of the art, and we really are the envy of a lot of free clinics around the state. Most of them don't have the kind of facility that we have. And it just makes it easier for us to provide at the highest level possible because we have all the latest technology and gadgets and everything that we need to be able to do what we do.
Well, we hear so much about this area being a caring community, and you see that kind of thing. And this isn't a small thing, but this is a good example of whether it's the business community, everybody came together and has created that.
It was a huge undertaking. The building is 10 years old, 11 years old now, and it was a huge undertaking. And really, Mary Washington Hospital Foundation is the one that put everything together. And like you said, the whole community came together, and we just have some really generous people who were willing to give lots of money to make this a reality. We were blessed.
Well, and you think about it from your end. You're involved in a lot of business, Chamber of Commerce, those kind of things. It's something like the Moss Free Clinic when you talk about things that make a community desirable to have something like this. It's a great beacon for this community.
It is, and once again, I think that the uninsured is a segment of the population that's overlooked a lot. And when you become involved, however you become involved, whether it's a volunteer or you serve on the board, or even if you just volunteer at one of our events, you really get to see how many lives we touch that most people don't even think about on a daily basis.
Yeah. What kind of volunteers do you need, Karen? What are you looking for?
Well, of course, the obvious physicians, dentists, and other healthcare providers are our primary need, and we can always use more of those. But in addition to that, we are in need of pharmacists, nurses, and other clinically trained professionals. And as well, I think probably in terms of the non-clinical volunteers, we're most looking for individuals that can help with eligibility screening, and just sort of that front desk kind of activity.
And really, I guess just having a desire to serve, even if you're not a medical person and want to do something. I mean, maybe nothing more than sitting at a table at some of your events.
For sure. We could always use help there too, as well.
The other thing is donations and to donate to keep things running.
Right, and we operate today on a $2.3 million budget, and so we have to raise $2.3 million every year to keep going. And so we do that in a variety of ways, from grants that we receive to local government support to churches. We're a United Way member agency. individuals provide some funding. And of course, we've got our upcoming, we do several events. We did a 5K earlier this year. We just wrapped up our sixth annual tennis tournament fundraiser, which was a huge success. And coming up in November, we have our 25th anniversary gala, and we're looking forward to that.
So talk about that. Is that open to the community?
So individuals can see about that event on our website, and tickets are available. We are having an event that's going to highlight the Fredericksburg Big Band. They'll be performing for us, and that's very special to us because Dr. Moss Sr. was a founding member of the Fredericksburg Big Band.
He
played the saxophone. So we're excited to have them as part of this celebration.
Isn't that cool that you can do something like that? So it's November 2nd, right?
November 2nd.
And where's it going to be at?
It will actually be upstairs in the Fix Center over our space. We're very excited.
Well, that is to have something like that and not something off-site, just to have it there also, I think is a good idea. Just to show this is where we're at and this is what you're helping to fund.
Yeah, we'll be transforming that space into a lovely event center that evening. And so in addition to the Fredericksburg Big Band, of course they'll be dancing. We've got a live and silent auction. Awesome food, beverages. We're really looking forward to a fun event.
And where do I get tickets for that?
On our website, you can get tickets right there.
The 25th anniversary celebration. It is November the 2nd, 7 to 11 at the FIC Conference Center. But like we were talking about the facility before, not only is a great facility, but just the location right there next to right next to Mary Washington Hospital. It's not like when if someone's coming for the first time, you have to give detailed directions because you're over on a side street and you're in between a couple of buildings. You're right over there on the medical campus there.
Yeah, we're right there, easy to find for whether you're a volunteer or a patient, and for patients, we're on the Fred bus line, so that helps as well.
Moss Free Clinic is 25 years old, and 1993 to 2018. Karen Delaney is here, and Stacy Horn is here. And as we've said a couple of times through the show, Stacy, just getting the word out now about you is, I guess, the big thing. Because even this morning, as we've talked about things, I've learned things, and I've been around here and seen and know the Moss Free Clinic, but just some of the specific services and just ways that the community can get involved.
Absolutely, because really having people know about us and what we do, you know, an important thing to remember that a lot of people don't know and wouldn't have any way of knowing is Karen talked about the $2.3 million budget. We give over $30 million of services on that $2.3 million budget. It's amazing the amount of services that we can give on such a small amount. However, that small amount does need to be raised every single year. And so it's important for those people who feel, you know, tugged at the heartstrings or see the need for it, that they continue to be a part of the organization and give as much as they can.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Give that number again, because that's really important.
Over $30 million a year worth of services on a $2.3 million budget.
Wow. And you think what that would mean to healthcare in this area without the Moss Free Clinic?
Right, right. There are people that would simply go without healthcare.
Right. And or the current health providers would just be overwhelmed, and it would what a burden on the whole system it would be.
Absolutely.
Karen, when you got involved in this, I mean, I guess 25 years ago, you never imagined. I remember when it started. I would never have imagined that you'd gotten to the size and the scope that you're able to do now.
Well, no. I believe my first year with the clinic, our budget was just over $100,000. So it's been a journey of improving and increasing and expanding. you know, to meet, again, the need that exists in the community for access to health services.
Well, and I think a couple of years ago when you came in, we talked just about the kind of the changing face of healthcare, and that's been, I'm sure, a challenge to keep up with all the different changes going on.
Well, yeah, there's been lots of changes here recently. Of course, we started several years ago now with the Affordable Care Act and that impact on those who are able to access some health insurance. But coming soon, there will be even more changes in that Virginia is expanding its Medicaid program starting January 1st. And so we'll see individuals have the opportunity to access health insurance really for the first time.
And boy, that changes, because as we've talked, one of the tenets of what you have is, or you're helping people with no health insurance, all those people that will be eligible to get on the, to Medicaid expansion, that changes their eligibility for the Moss Free Clinic, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, it's really going to be a historic change.
Yeah.
And so what's likely going to happen is we'll have many of our patients enroll in Medicaid and become insured through the Medicaid program. And what we'll be doing at the clinic is being able to keep providing their care. Because what we see is that just because you have a Medicaid card does not necessarily mean you have access to services, because many local private practices mm-hmm. are unable to accept many Medicaid patients.
Boy, that then is gonna that's gonna be a real big change for you to administer all that.
It will. So our goal is to become a Medicaid provider. We'll be able to provide that continuity of care, that very important provider-patient relationship. We'll be able to continue, and we will not have to force patients to go out into the community where there is no access to care, because many providers don't accept Medicaid.
Yeah, boy, because if you weren't doing that, what a huge problem that would be. I mean, that would be a huge problem then. All of a sudden, you've got this, but you can't use it.
Right. So that's the unfortunate situation that many folks would find themselves in if we weren't able to continue to provide their care.
So to be able to become a Medicaid provider, is there some changes? I would think that there's a lot of changes or rules or learning how to do that kind of thing.
Holy moly, yes.
Yes, I was just going to say, it's one thing for us to say, oh, okay, you're going to be a Medicaid provider, but getting from A to B seems like there's a lot of work.
It is a very complicated process. It will probably not happen by January 1st in our case. We will endeavor to make this all happen as soon as possible. But yes, there are lots of rules and regulations. There are things like credentialing, and we'll have to be able to provide, have some billing and coding services that we don't presently do. It's a change in the ballgame for us.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I'm either in either late nights or going to seminars or just training people to do that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, just in the past week and a half, I've been to Lynchburg, Kilmarnock, and Richmond for different training. So there's and luckily, you know, their training is available. The Virginia Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, of which we are a member, has been very helpful in getting free clinic directors and staff, you know, kind of up to speed on these sorts of things. And they've offered a lot of help to us. There are 60 free clinics in Virginia who are doing this same sort of thing.
Okay. So you're all kind of in the same boat and learning how to do it. I'm sure for the board, this is, in a way, an exciting thing, but a pretty big challenge.
It is. And we had our board meeting and we talked about, because there is so much involved with this, you know, is it feasible for us to become a Medicaid provider? And so we had our discussion about that. And then somebody stopped and said, Karen, can we handle this? Yes, we can handle this. So, you know, the staff has to buy into it. They all have to understand that this is going to be a totally different business model.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to serve the uninsured, but we're also going to be serving insureds who have been our patients for a long time. But it's a whole different business model than what we've been doing for the last 25 years.
And I guess you won't necessarily be getting, have more people, but like you said, it'll be a kind of a coding thing and trying to just make sure that you know who you're treating.
Right. So they call this a hybrid model of care. It's basically, you know, when a free clinic serves not only the uninsured, but also what we call the underserved. So an individual with Medicaid is typically underserved because they're not able to access healthcare in the way that somebody with a more robust insurance program or plan could do.
Yeah. Well, I guess other states that have implemented this, I guess even though state-to-state rules can change, but other states that have already implemented this, you may be able to get some help from them, too.
Well, sure, yeah. In some ways, it's good that Virginia didn't go first, and so we're able to learn from the states who have done this already.
It never occurred to me until just now, that Stacey, that this is a – on the board level, I'm sure that the board meetings have been hardly, you know – non-eventful now, because this is such a big, I can see where somebody would at some point ask the question, can we even do this?
Well, because when you first hear about it, it's like a no-brainer. Of course we're going to start seeing Medicaid patients. Of course we're going to do that, you know, and you don't even think otherwise. But then you look at what a huge undertaking it is in the training, in the implementing, and not only as far as teaching people to do it, but the finances involved, the money that's involved with transforming us from just seeing uninsured mm-hmm. to the underserved as well. There's a big financial need for that as well, and we're going through that too.
MossFreeClinic.org, the website, 540-741-1061. If you need to talk to somebody about what goes on at the Moss Free Clinic and helping out, donating, and getting involved that way too. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Stacey Horn and Karen Delaney here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
For the best name.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Karen Delaney, Stacey Horn here from the Moss Free Clinic this morning. They are celebrating 25 years. Before we get out of here, quick question for you that someone texted in, Karen. The person texted in, I still don't understand that there are non-insured. Are they just homeless? Why wouldn't people be on Medicaid?
So today's Medicaid program, the one that exists now and has for many years, for an individual to get Medicaid, in order, you must not only be poor, have low income, but you also must be blind, disabled, pregnant, or a child. And so it's not enough just to be poor to get Medicaid. With Medicaid expansion starting next year, an individual with income up to 138% of poverty level will be eligible to apply for Medicaid. So that's the big difference.
25 years with the Moss Free Clinic, November 2nd. You've got a big fundraiser and a big band, and tickets, you get them on the website.
Yes, sir.
MossFreeClinic.org. And we talked earlier, just Karen, about the need for volunteers, for people to, whether it's volunteering at the clinic or becoming a volunteer as far as just donating and that kind of thing.
That's right. We can use help of all sorts, whether you're a medical professional or not. And we have a monthly volunteer orientation, and we'd love to have individuals sign up on our website. You can do that as well there to attend.
Well, and Stacey, from your end, being on the board and kind of being someone in the community, in the business world, it's important for businesses to get involved in some way with what the Moss Free Clinic does.
It is. And, you know, I know as a business owner, there are a lot of people that turn to you to ask for help. I do believe that this is an unknown for a lot of people. People don't understand what it is we do or the importance of what we do. And so that's why we want to get the word out, because health insurance for people can be life-changing. It can mean the difference between life and death. And so if we can provide those services, and so we really want to get the word out, if you want to give, if it pulls at your heartstrings, if you really see the and understand the importance of what it is we do, then, you know, come to us. Tell us that you'd like to help, and we would welcome you in.
Boy, because what you, and like you say, for some people, all of a sudden, if you're living on the edge anyway, and all of a sudden you lose your job, or you lose, so many businesses have cut back with health insurance, and it just changes. And you're there.
It does. And you know, when we saw the recession hit, it was hard for people found themselves without a job and without health insurance. Mm. So they couldn't afford to buy the health insurance because they didn't have a job anymore. So people who had really good livings before all of a sudden found themselves showing up at our doors to get medical care.
Wow. Well, thank you for what you do. It's an honor to have you two to be able to come in here and talk about this and just talk about how people can get involved, and talk again early part of the year and see how the transition is going.
Sounds great. Thank you.
MossFreeClinic.org, the website, 540-741-1061. Karen Delaney, Stacey Horn with the Moss Free Clinic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.